From increasing compliance regulations to managing risk, the partner you choose has to be able to keep up with your performance. The team at Allied Solutions is working hard to ensure that you have the services and solutions you need, such as auxiliary loan product refunds, coverage and cancellations, billing leniency, repossession, and more. For over 40 years, Allied has helped their clients grow, protect, and evolve their business. With over 20 million monitored auto loans and over $100 million recovered over the last 5 years, Allied Solutions can help you move the needle. Visit online at alliedsolutions.net/autofinance. Hello and welcome to the Auto Remarketing Podcast. I'm your host, Joe Overby, Senior Editor of Auto Remarketing. My guests today are Johnny Keller, who is the Senior Vice President, Chief Marketing and Administrative Officer of Hendrick AutoGuard, and Andrew Walser, who is the Chief Executive Officer of Walser Automotive. Johnny has helped the Hendrick Automotive Group build Hendrick AutoGuard, which is a vehicle protection and maintenance service company for Hendrick dealerships throughout the U.S. And now Johnny is with Andrew and the Walser Automotive Group on an extension of that program called Nations Guard that can be used by other dealer groups. Johnny is the president of that new Nations Guard affiliate, and he joins us along with Andrew Walser. So gentlemen, thank you each for being on the show.
Thank you, Joe. Great to be here.
Thank you. Well, good to have you both, and I guess I'll throw this question to both of you guys. You got the Hendrick AutoGuard program, and how did the idea come about to extend it to other groups? And then how did you specifically connect with the Walser Automotive Group?
Okay, so Johnny, maybe my version might be a little different than yours, but here's how I remember it, is we were having trouble with our previous provider, and I knew one of the GMs at, I think it's Hendrick Honda, in Charlotte, and got to talk about it. They administer their aftermarket products and reinsurance products, and he, I think, just sent me Johnny's contact. I called Johnny, left a message. Johnny called me back, and we just got talking, and he said, you know, funny, we've been thinking about maybe, you know, we've been doing this a long time, maybe bringing in a dealer on. I said, well, maybe we could be the first. And so I think we made arrangements for Johnny to fly up here. I think a couple weeks later, he came up with Tony. And I remember, and we still talk about it today, because when they were here, kind of looking at each other for a little bit, if Johnny was going to take on another group that had to align values of Hendrick, looking at them the same way, is that there's a lot of people that can administer these products. And obviously, the DOWC is a little bit different than what we were in before, but we wanted to make sure that how we did business and customers and how we treat them. So I kind of joked with Johnny when I was being interviewed. Wait, who's interviewing who? Am I interviewing you or you're interviewing me? I kind of laughed about that, but I think it was somewhat true. We were both kind of just understanding how the other did business before we even got into the details of the business. And I think right away, there was I felt the connection. I think Johnny's team did too. And obviously, it's much easier to have a partnership with RDC eye to eye, how they treat customers and how they treat employees.
And I'll touch on that as well. And, you know, that was dead on with how we started. And when we went up to Minnesota and met with Andrew and his team, you know, culturally is what we were looking for. You know, we've built a pretty big organization from Hendrick AutoGuard's perspective for the Hendrick organization, but we have seen that we have an opportunity to take what we've learned at the Hendrick organization and offer it out to other dealer groups. And so we went and visited with Andrew and team, and you know, there really was a connection. Maybe it sounds corny, but there really was a connection right off the bat. You know, we were looking culturally at how Andrew and his team ran their organization, and they were looking at us culturally as well, and we were both familiar with each other's organizations before we really even met. And it was important to us to partner with someone that shares similar culture and values. And I think it's a win-win situation in doing it that way. And, you know, Mr. Hendrick is very, very, very focused on culture and how we do business. And we want to do business with people that, you know, take care of the customers and have a similar culture to us. Why we got into this business in the beginning, we basically want to take the dealer perspective to the rest of the world. You know, there's a lot of great administrators out there that know how to administer F&I products on the back end, but we've learned so much over the years from our dealerships in the Hendrick organization in terms of levels of service. Service advisors are on the front lines. They pick up the phone. They try to call an administrator, and they don't get a call back for, you know, minutes, days, weeks in some cases. Well, that's a pain point that our service advisor shared with us over the years. And so we took that and we incorporated the ability to input the claim online. Our claims are adjudicated and on average approved in 15 minutes. We answer the phone in 7 seconds. And the reason that is because we know how important it is to free up that service advisor to take care of our customers along the way. And we look at the risk and we on the underwriting side, and we make sure that we're managing that portfolio, because there's two pieces. There's money you make when you sell the products in the dealership in the F&I office, but there's also wealth and cash that can be generated on the back end on the dealer on warranty company side, which is the structure that we're utilizing.
And, you know, as you work with a different auto group to build this and even extend it to other dealership groups, what do you see as kind of the advantage to teaming with a would-be competitor to build a warranty?
We really don't look at it as a competitor. You know, we look at it as we're taking and sharing our value proposition with other dealer groups. I'll give you an example. We've developed a couple of proprietary processes to manage the risk. You know, one of them is our loss review process and our inspection review process. And so that we can price our products to take care of the customer and err on the side of the customer, but then we're also protecting the dealer's assets and building wealth for them as well. So we don't look at it like we're in competition. You know, all dealerships have F&I departments, and they all offer F&I products, and they sell those to the consumers to help them protect their investment. And so, you know, whether we're doing it as Nations Guard and helping them build a company and take advantage of the back end and deliver the highest level of customer service as we can, or someone else is, we're not really in competition with other dealers. You know, we want to share what we've built and our success at Hendrick Automotive Group and Hendrick Auto Guard with the rest of the dealer groups out there.
It's funny you say that, Johnny. I would joke that I actually never, when you say competitor, I'm like, never actually even thought about that. Yes, they sell cars in, you know, all over the country. We've got, you know, campuses in Wichita and Minneapolis. I guess our Wichita stores are closest to where you guys have stores, Johnny, in Kansas City, but that never even crossed my mind. And, you know, dealers are very open to sharing ideas anyway. I look at this as this is a business within a business. Dealers appreciate, respect, trust what other dealers have to go through to sell a car, to get it through finance, to complete the paperwork. That is absolutely taking, I think, learning and taking advantage of all the years of experience these guys have with products that, whether I'm selling AutoGuard or something else, I want to partner with a dealer who understands that I have a customer at the other end of this, that I have an employee on the other end of this, a technician, and that we have to get customer taken care of. One of the things that they said in conversation was, if it's gray, we pay. But they are looking at both sides. That's why it's so different than other relationships where it's a broker or it's an agent. Their job is to sell as many products as they can. Someone else doing the risk. But they've got a real concern about trying to watch both ends, which is the consumer, right? Which is the cultural part that Johnny and I and Hendrick and Walter, I think, share. And then after making sure that we're building wealth as well. As a competitor, still don't. And, you know, it's been a great relationship for all the reasons that we thought go into it.
And frankly, Joe, to tag on to what Andrew said, I mean, we're sharing best practices in other areas of our business outside of the warranty company. And look, we're all in the same business, and you know the market is big enough that we can all benefit. But you know, I think dealers working together is the power to be able to have the best success for both dealers, not just in competition with one another.
And you know, with Hendrick having a big presence in the Southeast and Mid-Atlantic, among other areas, and Walser having a big presence in the Midwest. You know, what are some of the other areas of the country or even dealership groups that you guys are looking to bring this to next?
Yeah, we're currently talking to six other dealer groups right now. You know, and I don't want to get into any specifics for sake of confidentiality purposes, but they're typically we're in the Southeast, but we're talking to dealer groups right now that are all over the country. And we're bringing another dealer group online here within the next 3 to 6 months. They're in Texas, in the Texas market. We're talking to two groups in the Virginia market. We're talking to a group up in the Pittsburgh area as well, South Carolina. So, you know, we don't really have a specific target market. There are some complexities of doing business in certain states. You know, we wouldn't steer away from those states, but in terms of getting licensed in those states to do business, setting up a dealer-owned warranty company, there's complexity that exists because the state laws are different in every single state. So, you know, ideally, you know, Southeast for us, East Coast, just because that's where our headquarters is, but we're certainly open to doing business in any area of the country. Andrew's in Minnesota. You know, him and his team, and in Wichita. So we don't really have a strategic focus on any geographic market. We're really, our strategic focus is working with groups that have similar cultures that we know that we can help, that a dealer-owned warranty company structure works for, a private label branding of their products, that they want to extend their reputation from the dealer group into their financial products that they're offering to customers. And we can work with other structures, reinsurance. Sometimes if a dealer group is not large enough, then a dealer-owned warranty company may not make sense for them. A reinsurance arrangement may make sense for them.
And Andrew, you touched on this a little bit about how, you know, one difference with this program is that it's not administered by a, you know, administrator, so to speak, but by a dealer group, somebody who knows, you know, the auto industry. So what are some ways that you guys, well, other ways, I guess, that you guys see that this program kind of differs than, you know, your typical warranty protection plan, and what kind of pain points do you hope that this improves upon?
All the pain. I joke with Johnny, but I actually think they kind of unfold what they bring to the table, and that's not a sales pitch. So, Johnny, you can buy. But really, they... You know, from, as Johnny said, inspection reviews, claims management, and I think the biggest piece is almost like having a separate accounting department, that which I was totally unaware of. And I know a lot of other dealers have an agent relationship, whether for pre-insurance or another program, and no one's getting the level of service that we are. And I don't want to disconnect, because that's what I think a lot of dealers have done in the past. They've left it to the agent, but the agent's interest is with the agent, right? And not with the dealer or the consumer that's on the other end of that call. Such a different world. It's almost a blessing, because I feel like if I've got a question, I've got a concern around any of the areas, whether it's inspections, claims management, or accounting, I can call anyone on the team and they answer immediately. You know, I don't usually speak about that, you know, in terms of giving re-endorsements like that, but it's really been true every single time. So, and I think that just speaks to Hendrick's servancy, especially in this part. And that's that culture. What Johnny's not talking about, all the other aspects that don't happen with these other third-party administrators, because you have the agent maybe in the way. Paid, not to say that agents are bad people, but you're paid to sell more products. You're kind of manage things by yourself. Oh, and guess what? They'll send you a quarterly statement. But, you know, we have hour and a half quarterly views with the whole Hendrick account. You know, they're tracking every single aspect of it in the weeds, in the details that a dealer would want to see. Just the level of attention that they brought to us and transparency and visibility to.
And Johnny, where do you see, you know, some of the this program kind of improving on the pain points of the dealer warranty, the typical warranty protection plan?
Yeah, and I think Andrew touched on a lot of it there, Joe. But you know, for us, it's all about the experience that the dealer has, the dealership employee, and the customer that purchases that product. Because when they purchase a product in the F&I department, they expect a value, the customer does. And when they come in, the dealership delivers that value. And we're an extension of the dealership organization, and we want to make sure that those customers are completely happy. In terms of the dealer, you know, we manage the risk at a level that I haven't seen before in the industry, and I've been in the industry, you know, 27 years now. And we really look at the risk part of the business. And the reason we look at the risk, the underwriting profit on those products that are sold, that set aside to pay claims, is so that in our pricing, the dealership can take care of that customer. So the customer is getting a very, very high level product when they purchase it. And if it's a customer that they want to take care of, they can feel comfortable that we have the reserves set aside to be able to take care of that customer. So, you know, in a nutshell, we want to make the customer experience outstanding. We want to make the dealership employee experience outstanding. We want to build wealth for the dealer. We want to get the dealer access to cash flow quicker than they could otherwise. And so we have developed a reputation with our CLIP provider. You know, CLIP provider, you know, is the insurance that backs up the dealer on warranty company. We have to have that for the lenders to advance on the product. But we have a great relationship with our CLIP provider, so we have the ability, based on how we've managed the Hendrick business over the years, to be able to help get the dealers access to additional amounts of cash quicker because of the way we handle the risk. We meet with Andrew and his team on a quarterly basis. We do a deep dive into their business so they have visibility. That's one of the areas that I saw as a whole that, you know, reinsurance statements are sent on a quarterly basis, but there's really not a lot of interpretation or visibility on the business for the dealer. And there's complete visibility to Andrew and his team, you know, and what we're doing for them. And we're just an extension of the dealer. And again, you know, there's nothing really special about us other than we live in the dealer world and we learned all these things in managing our own business. And so we want to take it out to the other dealers. Mr. Hendrick started this company, and I want to make sure I say this, because he started this company because he was with a third-party provider in 1994. And we had customers coming in that weren't getting taken care of, that claims were being denied. And that's a direct reflect. The customer doesn't realize that there's an administrator behind that product. They think it's the dealership. And so he wanted to start this company to take care of the customer. And that was his number one main focus. And then we, over the years, we realized that there's some residual benefits in terms of additional cash flows, profits, net worth that builds up over time. That are additional benefits. So, those are the things that we want to help other dealers with.
So my comment was, you know, one of the things that we haven't mentioned, Johnny and Joe, is that I think even the evaluation of any new product that comes into the product mix, there really is a sense that it's their money. So they're giving us advice around why we should or shouldn't, and really looking at customer value, but, you know, also what's the risk value of this. You don't get that with other third party. It's all about just putting another product on the road, whether it's good for the dealer or the customer. And I think there's always been this sense for me that they're watching my checkbook like it's their checkbook, and there's not a dealer in the world that will love that concept.
And Andrew, thank you for saying that, and we do. I mean, that's you know, I've been very passionate about this business for a long time, and I can't do any other way other than working with a dealer and treating it like, you know, it's our business and our funds. And it's funny, Andrew and I have had so many conversations about program offerings and things, and I've tried to talk him out of certain things, and we went back and forth, but together we're on the same team, right? And so it's his company. At the end of the day, Walser AutoGuard is Andrew's company, and we're taking direction, but we have expertise, and we're advising him and his team as well at the same time. We customize programs. We didn't take the Hendrick program and put it in Walser. It is Andrew's Walser AutoGuard program, and frankly, it is absolutely nothing like our program at the end of the day, and meaning the Hendrick program.
Before I let you go here, just one final question. Just in general, you know, when a consumer comes into your stores, what's the message that your store personnel gives that customer just about warranty and protection plans, and why they're so important on a vehicle in general?
Yeah, well, I think the value proposition for the customer is they just want to know that if something goes wrong with their vehicle, that there's going to be a company standing behind it, that their experience is going to be great when they come in to have that repair and claim work done, and that there's somebody standing behind it that's going to provide a tremendous amount of service that's not going to be, it's going to be hassle-free, and we're going to have their best interest at heart.
I think that my add to that, Johnny, is that one of the reasons that I knew it was a cultural fit is the way that Hendrick named their program. Most dealers or most third-party administrators don't recommend they put your name on the warranty brochure, like Hendrick AutoGuard. That was actually what attracted me to them, knowing that you're not going to put your name on the brochure if you aren't really taking care of the customer and the dealership. And, you know, so as Johnny and I were talking about, you know, what do we want to name this? I said, I think, how about Walser AutoGuard? Right? I mean, AutoGuard is the name, and we just put Walser in front of it because I feel the same way. We've been in this market a long time. Customers trust us to do the right thing. And I think there's because of our brand, there's more belief in Walser AutoGuard than there would be in any Eden a factory program, because they know that we're going to be here and we know that we're going to take care of them. And I'm not scared to have my name on that. And actually, that means a lot to me. So my employees know it. So they're not thinking they're administering a third party. The technician knows that they're representing our brand when they submit a claim. And I think those are things that are important as you're selling the car and as you're servicing it. At the end of the day, if you're doing it the right way, customers perceive the value to be, these guys they're taking care of me and they're first-class service. So, you know, I don't think, Johnny, there's many out there that have their name on the insurance products. And it's not to say that everyone has to, but I felt that was a connection for me and my customers to hear that I'm willing to back it. And if it doesn't work, guess what? I'll take their call.
Absolutely.
Well, gentlemen, we'll leave it there for today, but I wanted to thank you both for being on the show. It's great to talk with both of you.
Thank you, Joe. Great
thank
to
you,
talk
Joe.
To you. Thanks, Andrew.
Thanks, Johnny.
Well, that's going to do it for today's episode of the Auto Remarketing Podcast. My thanks to John McKellar and Andrew Walser for joining us today. And for our entire Auto Remarketing crew, I'm Joe Overby. Thanks for listening.